I'm going to call the meeting to order. Today is April 10th. This is the Municipal Budget Committee, and we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're going to start with introductions because we have somebody new. So, Brenda, you want to start?
Brenda Coughlin from Candia, from Langford Road. You know me.
I do. Bill Saffy, 30 Patton Hill Road. I believe you looked at my house before I bought it.
I did.
Should come back and look at it.
Nobody knows who you are. But
I feel like I'm probably the only one that doesn't.
I was going to say, you have to make some sort of tie. Here.
Yes, Katrina Niles. I live on Chester Road. And, yeah.
And welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you, too.
Lynn Chivers, I think we've met.
Susan Gill. My dog is Hazel. That's what we're bringing over to Ron.
And you know me.
Ryan Young. Nice to meet everybody. I live up on top of High Street, right across from Jane Drive.
Yes. As your father says, the highest point in Canada.
It is. It's, I think.
And Joan?
Joan Monaco from
Brookset.
I'm the administrative assistant.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Okay. Election of officers.
Oh, is that even
for
is that even
no.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll nominate Lynn as
yes.
Chair.
I'll second.
Is there other nominations?
Heck
Lynn,
no.
I think you do. You've got a lot of experience.
Yeah.
You do a great job. You've
yeah,
got the
they
knowledge.
Know what's going on. Yeah.
And it's nice to, you know, sometimes it's nice to change things up, but you do a good job, so you're stuck.
I guess. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
No.
No, Josh is here.
Sorry, a little late.
You got the short chair.
You got the short chair. That's it.
I'm tall, so we're tall.
And you'll be the secretary, too.
Ryan Young. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. A little difficult to get down tonight.
I
apologize.
You said you put your baby to bed right before these meetings.
Try to. Well, it's not so much your baby anymore. It's almost 2.5 now. But
oh, okay.
It's all right. It still needs to be done.
It's important. Still needs to go to bed.
Yep. Okay, so the vice chairman. Nomination for the vice chairman.
Who was it before?
Susan.
Oh, I'll nominate Susan, vice chair.
I'll second it.
We're assuming you want it.
That's fine. I don't think we even asked, do we?
We don't give people that option.
I was going to say, Josh had been a little bit later.
Any other nominations? Okay. All in favor, Susan?
Aye.
Unanimous? Okay. And the secretary?
No.
I'll nominate Joan.
No, she can't. She's our administrative assistant. She can't be the secretary. When
we
have
a secretary. Oh,
you could
have a secretary.
Oh, no, it's not.
No,
it's
not
just
with her.
A title.
It's great. Yeah,
it's just a title.
Yeah.
So what?
If
means if those two can't show up, then whoever's third in the
or
queue
like
has
if,
to be in charge.
Or if I can't get the folders together or...
Well, she's absent.
Something.
She's never absent.
But normally the secretary doesn't do anything. But we do have
to get into good restaurants.
Minutes,
that's all
no,
he does.
No, I've done it a couple of times and I've never had to do anything.
You've been secretary. Yeah, you never
so.
Did anything. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't show up or you're new, usually that's
what you get.
Is there a nomination for secretary?
We could nominate Bill.
Well, is there is that a nomination?
No.
No, he doesn't. I'll do it, but Joan. Please. I was tortured for a year. Please. I'll nominate myself.
Any other nominations? All in favor of Brenda?
Stuff on my community.
I
found my minutes, and I was like, oh, man, that was just brutal, and I only had to do it once.
Okay, so we're going to... What?
You can put me down as seconding it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anybody. I'll get even with you.
Before we start, just my annual reminders, and just so Ryan knows, we use our Gmails to keep it separate from our personal emails. If we have a right-to-know request, And everything we do is on our budget committee Gmails. We're not compelled to release all our personal emails, which would probably not be anything anybody would want to do. But, you know. And it's very important that we keep the Gmails to, this is when the factual things, this is when the meeting is, this is, here are the minutes. We don't come back with opinions. We don't say, boy, wasn't so-and-so an idiot last night. We don't talk about people. All we do is just communicate information about the meetings, the minutes, the things that we do. Just my
email. So right to know only goes for the email. They can't ask for texts.
They can.
They can.
They can?
That's any form of communication.
Between, yeah, not personal ones, but between
members. But if you were discussing budget committee business on your personal email with another member of the team, they can request your personal email as well.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Yeah. That's why we have the...
How would they know?
How do they know anything? I mean, that's kind
of
silly.
A lot of it is a phishing expedition, too, on a right-to-know request. Advice, don't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, just don't do it.
No.
If you want to talk to somebody in person...
Call them.
Go for it. But... Just don't do it. We don't need to do that. Okay. Let's look at the minutes from the previous meeting. We have three. Look at January 10th primarily.
Feels like forever ago at this point.
I know, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I shivered looking at those warrant articles again.
Did anybody see any changes or corrections to any of the minutes? Oh, I saw one thing. At the very end, Joan, you said the minute taker. You're not the minute taker. You're the administrative assistant.
We didn't see right there.
At the second to the last paragraph, when we gave her a raise to the minute taker.
She demoted herself.
Yeah, so just change that to administrative assistant. Minute taker. Is there a motion to approve the minutes for January 10th?
I will make a motion.
Katrina makes a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Bill seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Technically, I abstained from that.
Yeah. February 3rd. Any changes or corrections?
I'll make a motion if you want one.
Sure. Sue makes the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Brenda seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And February 8th. And you notice I use much bigger font. You can tell.
Thank you.
Because I have much poorer vision. Any changes or corrections to these?
I'll make another motion.
Okay, Sue makes a motion to approve the minutes. Anybody else? Anybody second?
I'll second it.
Katrina seconds. All in favor?
I have to abstain because I wasn't at this meeting.
Okay.
You're abstaining as well.
Joan, I abstain.
And Josh abstains and Riot abstains. One, two, three, four.
Well, I guess that
five.
Means I should have abstained from the February 3rd one because I wasn't there.
I think when it comes to actual minutes, I don't think you have to abstain. It's just a matter of acknowledging and doing it.
Yeah, okay.
As long as we have a majority to approve.
Yeah, that's right. It's just good practice.
Okay, our first report comes the expenditure report for the town. Oh, questions from the last meeting. I didn't see any questions from the last meeting, so I don't think there are any. I didn't see anything there. Okay, so year-to-year expenditure comparison. Any questions on this?
Yeah, you know I do. This is the one with the 11 pages for the fund, right?
This is for the town.
So
yeah.
When you see an expense, like for instance on under the ambulance, three from the bottom, minor equipment,
uh-huh.
Was this an anticipated expense? Because they've got like 3% left in that line. And I know it's bottom line budgeting, but was that minor equipment?
Yeah, I don't...
Do you know, Andrew, if that was...
I don't know what he bought. He spent $4,800 on it.
Right. So. I'm assuming it was anticipated.
Yes, I think he buys it all. He waited to see if it passed and then bought it all after it did.
Yep.
Find out what it was.
Well, I was just curious. And then the next, the animal control. So she's in a deficit for the printed materials and the kennel costs. When I see deficits this quickly into the year, it makes me wonder about how it was budgeted.
Kennel costs, we had to, I think it was a dog that had to be housed at a vet, and they charged...
Oh, boarded at it? Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I think that's what blew the budget. We typically don't have to do that. But it was an abandoned dog.
Put a call out to the town. Maybe somebody will take it.
Is the dog still with us?
No, it's in bed, but I mean...
Physically with us?
No, I know I had health issues. And last I heard, it went to bed, fits animal.
All right.
Out to the rescue, or the shelter on 101.
Yes, in bed.
Okay. That was my only question on that page.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the whole report, so any other questions?
Keep going. Okay.
Or if anybody else has questions, feel free.
On page 3, under election town clerk, remember we wondered why there was nothing that was hitting the software line and we had budgeted, she was asking for the same amount. So is this the anticipated expense that she wanted?
No, she spent that at the end of the year expense. So she did spend that at the very end of the year.
Is that what this is, or is this?
No, this is what she budgeted for the year.
So when you see something like that, is that like
a
bulk?
Yeah, you know, like, well, for our software, we get a bill, like yearly bill, for whatever the software we use uses Interware. I think the bill comes in at the end of the year.
Oh, okay. So that's like, it sets her up for the year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not something that you're going to always, you're going to always see.
It'll probably be sitting there until December.
Okay. Like, and the same thing for the office supplies? So like that line item is gone now?
Yeah, that was probably the elections, probably. She shops for that, like, all kinds of...
Okay.
And there's all that kind of stuff, so... And there was two, there was the primary in January, and then we had the March elections.
Okay. The election administration... The next thing down, miscellaneous supplies, the $7,000, is that for the new machine, the new ballot machine that we need?
I believe that's the
other one. Yeah, we're getting
two. Are they going to buy it?
Yeah,
we only got money for one this year.
Right, but we had, so we're getting two, because you need a backup that runs on the same system, and that's what I'm wondering if this computer line also is up due to that. You
we're
have to get the software.
Even though we're only budgeted for one?
One this year,
Next year. When are they going to buy it? Before the election for November?
I don't know. Wants to. I don't think just because...
Because we don't have a backup that runs on it.
Yeah, she doesn't want to find out.
Yeah, she want to find out.
Yeah, not that day.
Oh, not that election, yeah. But why is it budgeted for this year if we're not going to use it?
I'm assuming they're purchasing it by the end of the year. They'll purchase it, and if they don't, they'll probably come to the clients. But I know they've been looking at them.
Okay.
Or in the moderator have been talking about it. And this is a couple, there's like three different machines.
Yeah, there are several options. That's the thing. And by November, who knows what will come out by then? Maybe something better. So I think they're waiting as long as they can to see, get the most up-to-date machine.
Okay, move on.
Is there anybody on page 5 yet, the highway department?
Sure. Go ahead.
So patching. I know. Are we, I mean, he's got 37% left in the budget for this year.
He's done patching.
Do you think he's done? He's done his patching.
Mm-mm. Well, he said that a lot of the stuff that he got all patched, it got ripped up again when they plowed in that storm we just had. So all their repairs, they just got ruined. So it's worse than it was before we started.
Nice.
Especially the last storm.
The last storm was brutal.
Those two storms were just not necessary.
Yeah.
At the bottom, the culverts. So $1,800 was spent. I remember he talked about doing, I think it was North Road, he was going to be doing a pretty expensive culvert repair.
Wasn't that last
That's
year?
Like $25,000.
Or are we getting a grant for
the big, the one on North Road, it has to go to a big square one. I'm not a road person.
Box culvert.
Yes, thank you.
Where the dip is?
It has to be a big box
culvert. Is that
culvert.
What the highway grant is for? Because we didn't budget for that.
No, I think he's got it in the capital improvements, doesn't he?
Oh, okay.
Dennis put a bigger one in when he was around. He got it a little bit better, but now I guess the engineers want that box. I mean, it's very expensive, I guess.
$25,000, yeah.
He's got to put one up on New Boston because right now they're pumping water into my backyard.
Really?
Not happy about that.
Oh,
wow. Whereabouts you live? Well, Mr. Patrick?
Frazier.
So this would qualify for highway block grant money. It would, like, because
the $25,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Use that to repair the roads.
So he's got $8,000 for the culverts. Mm-hmm. $1,800 was spent. Has he started working on the culverts? Do you know what
they
was?
They have, or cleaning them out sometimes. They
yeah.
They're blocked.
Blocked out.
Okay.
Yeah. Cleaned up some by my house.
When the beavers get busy. Yeah.
Okay. So that's what started that line. I think it's for his maintenance.
It's kind of a low number.
Yeah. Okay. Let's keep going.
Next page, same thing for the highway. Winter payrolls. So I looked at this and it said through March. Is this that line? It's like in the middle, winter payrolls. So we've spent quite a chunk, 36% less left. Is that accounting for the last two storms?
Yeah, the last two storms. Mm-hmm. Are
is that part of that?
Yeah, and any like windstorm, any event that's happened between now and.
But didn't the last
storm
happen in April?
But this is only through March.
It's only through March.
It won't
through
the last storm.
That was beautiful.
Right.
Brutal.
Yeah.
But the
brutal.
Trees are
hot mess.
Trees and plowing and
they're not even done cleaning
so
up the trees.
That's not in this. That's not part of that 175,000.
It may be. It's blocking a road. His crew has to go and remove the trees.
I don't think that expense hasn't hit this show in the month to date March.
Because this is just through March.
Yeah. Right. So April's not there.
It's not in there yet.
So yeah. There's another chunk to come.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That's okay.
But there was that other storm that was
in March, right?
Yeah. Same thing. Trees down.
Yeah.
Mess.
Okay.
But we still have the warrant article. So if he overspends the winter.
Yeah.
Winter.
The 150?
Yeah. So.
That's what that's for.
That's what it's for.
Back. Okay.
Yeah, so if we run out of money.
Because
see,
we don't
know what's going to happen next December either.
Right.
Yeah.
So if we run out of money and we have a terrible, a wonderful December. We don't use it. Right. And they can't use it for anything else. Okay, moving on. Anything else in here?
Page 7, the PD. It's computer expenses. They got about 26% left in that line item. Is that, those computers, are those for the cars, or is that for the police department?
Not the police, because they're under the umbrella of the town with the computers. Like when we replace...
Oh, at the desk.
Yeah, we're on like a schedule.
Okay.
So
these are for the cars. Okay. Well,
he said that before.
Yeah.
This is for
okay.
the cars.
Yeah.
Okay, so he must have gotten them then. All right.
And one of our cars got totaled.
Yes.
Yeah, so
oh, no.
Did it get totaled or just get damaged?
Totaled.
Yeah.
And I saw that and I said, we just gave him a new car.
Oh, this wasn't a new one.
Are we self-insured for that kind of thing? Or do
we're insured, yes.
We are insured.
We use their adjuster.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I don't like it, though. It's not a replacement cost. I wasn't crazy about what they gave us.
Oh, really?
But 22 out of 48,000.
How old was the car?
It 2020.
Yeah. It wasn't
really?
The one we wanted to get rid of.
Did you give us that?
No, we have a 20.
Yeah.
It wasn't the one that we wanted to get rid of. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I took that, like, go down the body shop and see, and I said, if anything happens to it, then they won't cover it. So we could have gone to a body shop, but they're like, we're not going to be responding, totaled it, we're not responsible for it.
Well, that's... When are they getting me a new one?
You can't even find them right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're down a car.
So we bought a bicycle, but it's a nice one.
What about
it's an
horse?
E-bike?
The
it's
horse,
an e-bike.
It's a rural saddle horse.
Okay, let's keep moving. Anything else?
Yeah, page 8, solid waste disposal. The communications, halfway, about in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
50% less left for the year. What is the communication? Are those cell phones?
No.
Because they... What would that be? Because they've eaten almost 50% of that lineup, and it's only March.
I'll have to ask Chuck on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because they don't have cell phones, so.
They don't. Okay. I don't know what
communication. It's not the computer?
No.
I don't see any.
No. There's only one.
Do they have like, squawky-talkies? Squawky-talkies?
I've never seen them use anything like that.
No, they do.
It's not really that big that they can't just yell at each other.
I think they do just yell at each other.
Yeah, and they do that with the walkie-talkies. So.
Yeah. Part of the charm of going to train station.
Exactly.
That's what makes it fun.
So when we flip over on page 10 under the town buildings, what happened to the sprinklers?
We had two corroded ones.
Did you know that? Because now you got a deficit on that line.
No, we didn't know that. So when they come in to do the inspection.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's kind of pricey.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, it's better than a flood.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we
true.
Have a trust. We have. Well, you'll see when we get to that. We have another place to take money from.
But
okay.
So why does it hit that line during the budget year? If we're going to use it from another fund. I don't know what you mean by that.
If we overspend, we'll go to the other fund.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Budget pretty low.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very low.
Okay. In the next section, the town offices, your dues and subscriptions, that's like down at the bottom quarter, dues, subscription, seminars. Is that, do you guys, or does that line item get spent like, once a year, and it's covered for the year. It was budgeted $4,500. You spent $39.
Yeah, that's
a lot of the memberships are paid in January for the whole year.
For
that's
the
why
whole
you'll,
year, though.
You'll
okay.
see a big
yeah.
chunk out of that.
Like NHMA.
Yeah.
A couple $1,000.
And a couple down from there, the copier maintenance, toner purchase. I know that you're a contract, I think.
Yeah.
Is that expense, that $16.97, is that kind of quarterly, or?
No, it's just when we need toners and cartridges for the machine.
But you kind of estimated that you'd be within the
$2,300? Yeah, we should be okay.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
Legal notices on page 11. Legal notices in advertising. What does the town have to pay? What are the legal notices?
So all the ZBA cases, they have to be noticed in the paper.
Oh, really?
And they're expensive.
They're in the paper?
Yep.
And when we have public hearings, don't we have to?
In the paper?
Yeah.
No, I thought we just posted it.
No,
they has to be put in
three different places.
It has to be like so many times before.
Which paper?
Probably the union mail.
Yeah. Which only my husband gets, I guess.
What committees have to be posted? The ZBA.
That's the ZBA and planning board.
ZBA planning board, not the Board of Selectmen.
Yes.
Only it depends on, we do have public hearings, but not, like, every case with the ZBA and the planning board, new cases do have to be in the paper. Like,
oh, wow.
We randomly have public hearings, like, to retake from the reserve fund. I mean,
So when we
accept grants and donations, we have to have, like, we have
to... That'll go what paper? The union leader?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I know, and it's expensive.
It's probably the only thing that's keeping them afloat.
No kidding.
Candy is public notices.
Yeah. Well, just the public notices in general. Because
we start looking for those now.
Yeah.
No kidding. enjoy our money's worth. Wow.
Okay.
So whenever the selectmen have a public hearing on something, it's in the union
here. Yeah, that's why when people complain they don't know about things, it's on the website. We have it at the post office, we have it out here, and we have it in the paper.
Well, the town website has everything.
Yes,
you never would think
of
going to the union leader for it.
Well, it's just illegal. They might change that.
It's just a paper of record.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next report is the revenue report.
Okay, I only have one question on that one.
Okay.
You know the first line, general fund, penalties and interest? Can you remind me what that penalty and interest was? What's the definition of that? It's under 3190.
It's just...
If you pay your taxes late.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that is from people paying...
Yeah, after lien is that. Yeah, see how there's two different ones? Mm-hmm. If they've been liened...
Yeah, that was
so
down.
They separate it. Probably the auditors make us do that. I'm not sure who.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. So that's actual revenue.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is all revenue report.
Year to date, 9,800. Okay.
Is that actually collected or is that is that billed?
No, it's collected. Isn't it collected, though? It can't go on here.
When you eventually pay your taxes, you have to pay all the penalties
right.
and interest.
Well, there's a lien against the house, too, if it gets sold.
Yeah.
Your creditors get paid first.
But just because it says that that's the revenue, is that the amount she's actually collected?
Yes.
Okay, doesn't mean that that's what we're owed. It's what
people
we're collected. Okay.
Yeah, people are.
Okay, any other questions on the... revenue report? Okay. Then the capital improvement account.
Oh, okay, good.
This one, Josh, is that what you wanted for the past 6 months?
Yeah, that's just kind of what I wanted to see.
Yeah.
I'm
glad you asked that.
It was just, thank you, just kind of curious what was in the fund and how things were being spent on it. Because having the accurate information from primary sources more of an important thing to work with than what you hear through the ether of things.
Facebook.
Yeah, I rolled my eyes when I saw that post, and I'm like, that clearly was not an accurate post.
Oh.
So where does the police station stand? Are they going to look at renovating this
one? Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Finally?
Yeah. They are going to look at adding on.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So the 121.9 that was spent...
Okay, wait, no.
Okay.
Which box are you? Okay, the first column, okay.
Yeah, if you look at that, that's what was spent out of the capital improvement for the design plan for the safety complex that was going to go over there, right?
Yeah.
Well, 27 is demolition of the building over there, if you look up one.
The actual, that's quite a bit,
on the right.
Yeah.
2,700, yeah.
27,000.
So let's just say, I think last year when we were doing the budget, I think it came to, I think it was like 80,000 for the whole architect stuff. How can I say this nicely?
You don't have to say what you're asking, what you're thinking.
No, I'm sorry, it was 72.4. I did add that up. Why, I guess I'm going to ask you, Sue, why would the select board approve $72,000 for just 2023, not to mention the 34 and the 15 for the two previous years? So it added up. Why would the board allow such extravagant expense when the town didn't approve the police station to be built, and we saw the vote?
Well, we didn't know that. When this all happened, we didn't know they weren't going to approve it. And I'll just give you my opinion. We started out with an architect, and it wasn't very much that first time that they came and asked us for some of this money. It almost, after that, I don't want to say it snowballed, it got so, well, we need a little bit more for this, well, we need, and then it just snowballed. And then I asked about the demolition, and they said, you've got to do it because it's a safety thing now. So, I mean, there was always a reason, that, and that's just my opinion, or why I voted the way I did. It was like, you could vote no, but what difference did it make? I mean,
I guess my concern was, I mean, we spent $122,000 on a project that's not going to happen over there.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to spend as much on a proposal over here, and it may not fly either?
Is it the same company?
I'm personally hoping not, and Brian hasn't come. He's the chairperson of the committee. He hasn't come and asked us for any money from that fund.
So the safety committee comes to you guys?
They have to ask the Board of Selectmen to release that money.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
May I just, so I think where you saw like the increase or where the money kind of snowballed is that they came up with a building that was $4.3 million. And when they met last year in January, they said, scrap it, it's never going to pass. And they reworked the plan, they downsized the plans.
To $3 million, and it still didn't pass. Yeah.
Right, but and then that was another. So that
was the that's true.
Four or five to actually rework those plans. So.
And I speak as a homeowner in town. I support the police and I want them to have what they need and I want them to be safe. But we have seven police officers and, you know, that was a tough nugget. And there's, I've heard there's other ideas being thrown around in town, like maybe using part of
the
school.
That's out.
That's out. Yeah. Okay. For safety reasons.
For a lot of different reasons. But yes, that's how we discussed
that
Monday.
So we're really truly just looking at this. Has there ever been an idea of, we got that land at a good price, we've gotten rid of the toxic issue there, would we ever consider selling that land and putting it towards building this building where we need it?
Well, when I pushed for the land, it was assessed, I'm sorry, appraised, for $800,000.
Really?
And he was giving it to us, or selling it to us for
$400,000.
To me, it was never going to be a loss. If we never built anything down there, we could sell it. So I supported the land wholeheartedly.
Yep.
And this, I thought, was a little bit different. And again, you can certainly go back and see what my votes were and other people not. There's five of us voting.
I
so.
Know.
What the board decides, we you
it's
know,
majority
we're on, yeah,
rules.
Majority. Well, just like our regular
but,
voting.
But also, that property was pulling $8,000 in taxes a year. So that got eliminated. Now we sit on a property that we could get $800,000 for and not hit the taxpayers at all for the expansion of what the police need. I'm just proposing that to you.
Yeah, I think that's a valid statement. My only thing would be, as far as purchasing it, I'm not going to be here forever, and I just figured.
Yes, you are.
Well, I just figured for the future people, and if the town really grows, and if we really need to do something, they've got that property. They don't. It'll be paid for. They don't have to worry about it. It's all paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just I guess for the future, you know, like these youngins, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking about the people that are struggling, and we look at and we look at the people that can't pay for their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had the ability, plus the $8,000 that whatever revenue comes in on that property for taxes, I don't know. It's just
it's a thought.
These are tough times.
We can bring it up.
Any change coming?
Yeah. No, I know the news I got today wasn't good.
Nope. Anyway, that was my
any other questions on the...
Yes, on this report, Lynn, is it possible for us to find out what expense... Would we always get a report? For instance, 2024 expenses were $2,500. Well, what's that mean?
That was the gentleman that came to the deliberative session. That was probably the last of his bill, of the $64,000. That 64 that you see, SMP, that was billed.
Oh, no, on the right-hand column. Underneath future capital improvement account, on that right-hand column, just before the green.
Wow. It's paid.
Are you talking about the 24
Yeah, just 2577. Like, what was that for?
It was for the architect. He came to the.
We're in the wrong business.
He should do that on his own time. Really? I mean, because
say that again.
Oh, so we had that's an additional expense.
So
we approved. Well,
we paid
the board approved $64,500.
That's a good
gig. That was probably the last of the $64,500.
Yeah.
So this $2,577.00 was just for the gentleman to show up.
He did not just to show up. He did some finishing work. Like he gave us plans after the first of the year. So this the
he had the pictures
that.
And
yeah.
The...
So there was other things.
Oh, that's good.
That's what he's done.
My blood pressure came down a little.
The rest of his time, he's not free, but
oh my god.
Yeah. Well, he's got to be compensated for his time.
Yes.
Yeah,
they all do.
Absolutely.
But we do have a whole set of.
But the $2,577 is that on top of the $64,500?
It's
part of it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just would hate to see us spend that much money
on this building.
I don't
think that will happen. We did have a gentleman who offered to do it for free, an architect. I think we're going to use,
wow.
I think, well, he was, I don't know if he will now, but he was before. But it won't be as expensive if we take the plans and just almost put it over there. If you do another L, you know,
a
you make an H.
A modified version of what?
Yes, you'll have an H-shaped building is what we're thinking of. But
so it wouldn't be a $3 million project you're putting on this?
No.
I would hope not, because
so
we don't need a well.
Just
we
said,
don't
take
need
the
a...
plans and put it on
well,
here.
What,
yeah, size-wise.
I think that's the idea of
yeah.
the safety committee. If anyone from the budget, if you want to send a rep to the safety facility committee meetings, that would be, if someone wants to volunteer to do that. I know we had Bob Stout before.
Okay.
I'd have to ask my gatekeeper permission to do that.
We've had this discussion before, and if anybody would like to be the budget committee representative to the safety committee, I would fully support that. Personally, I wouldn't do it. Because
we're going to have to vote on it.
Because
yeah.
they, in the past, have totally ignored everything
yes.
we've said. We've
yeah.
asked for information, and they've ignored us.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not the best.
How can they? You've never been ignored before? The way of life.
My mouth is kind of hard to it.
So
I don't stop.
If anybody is willing to do it, I think it's a great idea. But I wouldn't expect that they would listen to that person. Or want any input from us?
Really?
Well, there's some new people. It might get better. It might get better.
Well, Dean was there.
Dean's
going to come to all the meetings, but Dean was there. And Tom Severino is
yeah.
the person that will be doing these
and he's gonna do
tentative
this.
Plans, and he's not charging.
I know the Severinos are awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, if anybody wants to,
yeah, just go.
We'll vote. We'll vote. We'll.
Yeah.
I just would have to clear to my wife to make sure the schedule
okay.
works. But
bring it up at the next meeting.
And it would be for the purpose of getting information back to us?
Yes,
or
absolutely.
Yeah.
And
or bring information from the budget committee
yeah.
to the safety
yeah.
facility. Just
yeah,
to keep
so that we know what they're talking about.
I think it would be great.
Yeah.
When do they meet? It's at 5?
We don't have a set time, but it's usually at 5 o'clock. And we try to do it on a Tuesday.
Is it once a month, though?
There's an announcement.
Sometimes it's twice a month, sometimes
depends.
It's once a
yeah.
month, right? So, but because Tom needs some time, it won't be until May. So.
Okay.
But anybody can go.
Yeah, anybody
from
can
the
go.
Town, but
I'm
be
kind of
rep.
Interested in general as a constituent. I'm kind of
yeah,
interested.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
if you want to do it as a budget committee, just let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us know. Okay.
Let's know by next meeting.
Yeah,
let's email.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I thank you for the support. This is just knowledge is important,
mm-hmm.
so thank you.
Just one quick question. What's the difference between the account and the trustee report?
Where is that?
Why
is it different?
Yeah,
why
I was wondering
why
that
are the
too.
Trustees think we have $9,000 more than the we seem to?
What are you looking at?
Oh, she's looking at the two different
columns.
The trustee report.
Column on the right. Far
right.
Far right.
Right.
But that's as of 12. That's of 2023. So that's over a year ago.
Yeah.
No, December.
It's
December.
Oh, that's right.
December.
Never mind. Ignore me.
Open. I was going to say But they are meeting. I talked to Carla. They are meeting this month. So
okay.
she said quarterly whoever asked for that.
I think people ask if they can meet monthly, but it's quarterly. There's a big leg.
She said not much changes, but...
Yeah.
So would we get a quarterly report?
The budget committee.
Lynn, can we get a quarterly report for that?
Well, we got a report this time.
Yeah, she said she would.
Yeah, if you look.
So, but, yeah, but... Oh, you mean this report?
Yes.
How often will we get these reports?
Because nothing's being spent right now.
Could we get, would quarterly be reasonable to ask for?
I think that's...
We can, we update this all the time. We just don't have anything going on. Like, it
yeah.
That's okay. I think
you know what you could
good.
Ask? They meet monthly. Maybe you could ask also is if any month that they have any activity,
could you
give us that trust fund? Do you know what I mean? If Fitz Museum all of a sudden takes all their money out...
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? That might be the way
sure,
to handle it.
Sure, if people can remember that, well, let's tell the budget committee.
Carla will remember.
Yeah,
Susan Sicard is the one.
Susan Sicard, yeah.
They're like the admin, so you know, when they're done, you know, when they need, she should be updating it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for making this bigger.
Mm.
So, any question on the report of the trust funds?
No.
Just, there it all is.
Has anything been spent since we looked at this during the budget season?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
Because we just got this report.
Well, this is as of December 31st. So, this is at the end of the year.
Okay.
I don't think anything has been taken out. We just released money for what? Well, that was a revolving fund. That's right.
Yeah,
that's something else.
Revolving, and then there are some trust funds that do get, like, if you take the building maintenance fund.
Yeah.
The Henry Moore
and also the
Highway Fund, that is so frustrating to see. Let me sit
and
there
you can
and
only
not
take the interest.
Only the interest.
Yeah, all the
in
top
the long
ones,
run, that
you know how that works, though,
so.
Right?
You can only
all
take
these,
the interest.
You can only
have
the interest.
Oh, okay.
You can take
oh, so non-expendable trust.
Such a
exactly.
Change.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't touch the principal.
Not a ton. Not for road work.
You're right.
But look at all of them. Look at the amounts on all of them. I mean, it's horrible. How do you get into that? Somebody told me there's a way to get into the... not the interest, but the principal.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. The fund specifies.
Yeah.
They'd have to change the wording.
Well, the people are dead.
Well, Kim's not dead. I mean, Ingrid's not dead.
No, but
she's got a decent chunk there.
Well, they'd have to go and change it, and I don't think there's any desire to do that.
Yeah, and Kyle would probably be the one to. You
could
ask her about that
since. Yeah. So what do you do with this?
It just sits there and you can spend the interest. It just sits there.
It's museum fund?
Yeah, but it's almost $1 million we're talking about for the ones that we're only spending the interest,
yeah.
So to speak.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk. There's
you mean the highway one?
All of them. If you add the
add them all together, 900.
Non-expendable trust.
But once you tap into it, that money's gone.
Well, and the interest is lower. That's true, but... Mm-hmm.
Who invested? Like who
the trustees.
The trustees.
The trustees.
And
yeah.
They are doing a good job.
Yeah.
Years ago, it wasn't so good, but now they're doing a really good job, in my opinion.
Okay. Any more questions on this? All right.
I mean, what's the percentage return? I'm just curious because, like, I have a potential liquidity account at work with maybe not that much, but we get $20,000-$30,000 in returns, and it's just like cash investments. So I just wonder are these professionally managed by trustees or
is
it like
they
have a
they
financial
have,
advisor?
Yeah,
or?
Through the bank, through TD Bank. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have like a trust fund like set of rules of like what kind of funds you're going after and like the
trust funds do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
They have a
guideline.
They do.
I don't need to
say
that.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, our final report is the school district expenditure report, which thank you for making it bigger.
That's why the ink cost went up.
That's why we need all those print cards.
Aging committees.
We got to get some young people on these committees. I don't know. So it's a go to the bottom line. Please tell me. I look for that. But all these deficits you're seeing. Where is the bottom line?
At the last page.
Where? I see encumbrances in that yellow on page whatever.
The available balance at the very bottom, 188,000.
The last page.
Available balance.
Total general fund expenditure.
The last column.
188,000. Okay, that confused me because I thought that was the encumbrances.
So it's for 3 months. April, May, and June.
188,000 left. Until the close of school.
They expect,
already encumbered.
They've encumbered like salaries and all the expenses that they know they'll have.
This is extra.
This is what they think will be left over at the close of school.
Okay.
So the encumbrances are stuff that they're obligated to pay. Everybody's
anticipating paying.
Contracts.
Yeah. 100,000 this year, huh?
No.
I think they...
is there going to be any documentation on that? $3.59 that Corey told us about? Or is that like...
I'd ask him, but he's not going to be
just
around.
Happens.
I debated with him on that. I disagreed, but we'll see.
Well, when the selectmen set the tax rate,
right,
we'll know. Okay. I mean, whatever we were told by the school is not binding on anybody.
Right, that's what I kept trying to tell people when they were voting. What he is saying, I don't believe is accurate.
Oh. And it's not binding on anyone.
Yeah, he can't say whether...
He shouldn't say that.
Well, that might be why he's on here. I don't...
Yeah,
I wouldn't have said it, but that's okay.
We'll find out.
We'll do the best we can.
Do we have any questions for Stephanie, though? No?
I don't see that we do.
Oh, we didn't get the enrollment, but we'll get that later.
Yeah, we can get that. They were kind of in a bind because
they're
changing in the guard over there.
But Karen will be kind of giving us the information that Corey was?
Yes.
Where did she go to, Lynn?
She went to a single district. You know, obviously, if there's three different districts,
yes,
that you've got to go to three different meetings and three different school boards. So she did the same work, but she went to a bigger district where there was
Raymond
just one school. I don't know which district.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody told me at one time. But she was absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
So we don't have anything to worry about.
No.
Anything else that we need to discuss?
Quick question. I know the delay for the school budget was because of the whole Corey changing of the guards. When are the packets ready? Is it usually like 2 days before our meeting?
Well,
as a rule?
It depends if I babysit Monday or Tuesday.
Oh!
So sometimes
but
it's
now
Monday.
You have a secretary.
Well, but I
that
do
you
this.
Could call me.
I do this.
There you go. You can either babysit
baby.
Or you can put the packets together.
Yeah, you can babysit.
Exactly.
So
not
either
with the
Monday
smile that came on her face
or
when
either
she talked about her grandbaby.
Monday or Tuesday. I
Monday
do them either Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, so at least by Tuesday.
At least by the end of Tuesday, they'll be ready.
But they email the information.
I
know. I need a paper thing to write notes on.
I know. I email it as soon as I get
do.
It.
Yeah,
but I agree.
Friday.
I have to look at it with paper.
Because
so
I'm writing things, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but
all right.
I
so
will
24 hours before.
Try to have it done by the end of Tuesday.
Because I'm retired and I have time to look at it, but I don't know about the workers.
Well, the workers.
I need the weekend. That's why I like it. Friday, you can. But again, it's not paper, but.
If it's emailed, I can just look at it at my leisure on.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
over the weekend.
Know how to do the computer stuff. Yeah.
That's my new grandbaby.
Okay, is anything else? Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
I'll
Brenda
second that.
And
second
Josh
it.
Seconds, all in favor?
All right.
Good. Have a lovely evening.
Months.